Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Kitchen Projects 133. I'm Dave Franklin, and you might have
Good evening, everyone, and this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well.
Yes, yes. We have a great show tonight. Open my class. Anything goes, or topic you want to talk about, is it can talk about. We'd love hearing from everybody. You can call us at 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from. Let's have a robust but respectful conversation on the direction America is going and how we can make America a better country. So, is Trumpism finally dying, or is fascism gaining a stronghold in American body politics? Can Democrats win a solid majority in the U.S. Senate? Can they retain the U.S. House of Representatives? These are all things we want to talk about, and we're going to open the show tonight with that tragedy in Orlando where there was another mass shooting, 7 people injured. Don't know if anybody's dead yet, but the details coming in on that. It happened about 2 a.m. this morning, 2 a.m. Eastern time. So, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Lori?
Once again, you know, people and their guns, they take out their anger or their anguish or their resentment on others that are just in the vicinity. It's got to stop.
Yes, indeed.
You know, in Michigan, here in Detroit, I should say, I heard today that over the weekend, there were 24 shootings over the weekend. I mean, you know, drive-by shootings, different things. It's out of control. Guns are out of control.
Yes, yes. So, you know, do you have anything on the mass shooting that happened in Orlando?
It's basically, I do have the article here. It was in downtown Orlando, and it was a gun-free zone. But the state legislature has prohibited cities from making that call. Once again, he said that people being afraid to go downtown breaks his heart. It doesn't say anything about the victims. We know that there are 7, and it was yesterday, but it doesn't give any update as of right now. Let me see. It says a large fight broke out as the bars and restaurants were closing. They say that's when someone pulled out a gun and opened fire, hitting 7 people. And 7 people, especially crossfire, it's bad. A resident said, I think it's crazy because this block is always shut off. There's always a lot of cops and stuff. So, like, just to know it happened right here is pretty insane. And they're still actively
looking for the shooter. Seven people hurt, as you say, and someone began shooting during a large fight in downtown Orlando early Sunday.
Right.
As bars and restaurants were closing. So I have this report now from Fox for 35 Orlando. is a good day Orlando, and here it is.
A fight in downtown Orlando leads to gunfire and chaos. A suspect opens fire into a crowd, hitting seven people. Fox 35's Matt Trezza is live in downtown Orlando this morning. Matt, police say they are still reviewing footage of the incident from security cameras.
Still a lot of information to go over on this behalf of Orlando police at this point. We're at the intersection of Orange and Washington in downtown Orlando. The street is still closed down from Orange, where I am, and Washington Street, all the way down past Wall Street to Central down there. You can see still a lot of cleanup that needs to go on here, lots of debris covering the street in the aftermath of the chaos that happened last night after the bars closed here. Now, a viewer sent us video of the aftermath of the shooting, the immediate aftermath. Orlando police saying this chaos started around 2 a.m. near Wall Street and South Orange Avenue. They say the bars were closing and a huge fight broke out while the brawl was happening. Police say someone pulled out a gun and started shooting. Bullets hit seven people. Paramedics took six to ORMC. A seventh person drove themselves to Advent Health. Police say all the victims are at this point in stable condition.
Okay.
We're still in preliminary stages. We're still checking any video. We're going to check our private partner video, see if we can get any help from that. And our detectives are just starting the investigation. We're still in preliminary stages, so we're just getting started on this.
Police are reviewing surveillance video of the scene right now, but they're asking anyone with information about this shooting to please call and let them know. You can reach out to them by calling 911. Remember, you can always stay anonymous. You can also call Crime Line. That number is 800-423-TIPS, 800-423-TIPS. Live in downtown Orlando, Matt Trezza, Fox 35 News.
Yep, so this still is an
another day in America.
Yep. And it not even made a front page, it made like middle page in the newspaper. So, you know something is wrong when, you know, there's a next mass shooting. It's like, oh, just another Sunday.
Yes, we've become desensitized, I think, some of us. I mean, I know I feel bad every time. The thing is that, you know, through all the years, this is always on the news, and I think people have become a little desensitized to it. It's become a way of life, which is sad. Mm-hmm. It's because it's really a way to die instead.
Yeah, you can't go to the supermarket or school or anywhere for that matter without you wondering, Jesus, my day to die, because there's so much shooting. The popular one of the choices here. You know, so at least the U.S. kind of trying for the first time in 30 years it's seen some gun legislation. Nothing much, but at least we'll start.
Well, it's better than nothing. Like we've said before, you know, the AR-15 and the assault rifle needs to go, but there are so many. I don't have probably millions of them out in the country that even if they stop selling them, you know, they're still out there. I still support a buyback program. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think it's worked in other countries, and I don't see why it couldn't work here. People always like money, especially if they don't use their guns, you know. They, you know, bought it on a whim and, you know, they just find that they don't have use for it. You know, maybe a good amount of money for an AR-15 or an assault weapon would be something, you know, for them to have a little bit of extra money. I would say it's worth a try.
Yes, it is. Okay, so moving on now, can the Democrats win a solid majority in the U.S. Senate? What do you think? It's usually tough for the incumbents. Like, the Democrats are in power now, just by slim margin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a 60-seat majority would give them the majority they need, but I doubt they'll get 60 seats. What's your take on, you know, Democrats getting more seats in the U.S. Senate?
I am hopeful. We have 99 days to go before the actual election. tomorrow in Michigan is our, primary day. We have a lot of candidates running against that want to take Governor Whitmer's seat, and they are all right-wing nut jobs. And that's the only way I can describe them. All of them are pro-life and way out there. And I mean way out, Trump supporters, et cetera. Governor Whitmer is probably going to have her hands full. But I think she can pull off a win. I still believe she's popular in Michigan. She has done, I mean, our economy is going well here. You know, even though the Republicans say it is not, I don't see that here in Michigan as I travel around. And our attorney general is very strong. Dana Nessel is, she is very intelligent. She's on top of everything. She puts out statements all the time. She puts out fires. And then we have our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who is amazing. She put together all the vote by mail for everyone, absentee ballots. And, of course, there are, you know, the goofballs that are saying, well, why can't I find my ballot online? Well, because today and tomorrow, our the website is probably clogged. You know, so people are just always looking for something negative. They just can't be positive ever. It drives me insane.
Yes. But the U.S. Senate race, Class 3, is up for re-election. They were last elected in 2016, and 34 seats is up in 2022. So all 34 Class 3 Senate seats are up in 2022. Currently consists of 14 Democrats, 20 Republicans. Two special elections will be also held in California to fill the final weeks of Kamala Harris's term, and in Oklahoma where to serve out the four remaining years of Jim Inhofe's term. Inhofe is to retire. Six Republican senators: Richard Shelby, Alabama; Roy Blunt, Missouri; Richard Burr, North Carolina; Rob Portman of Ohio; and Jim Inhofe, as I say, from Oklahoma; Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania, as well as Democrats Pat Leahy from Vermont, have announced that they will not seek re-election. New Republicans and 13 Democrats are running for re-election. So other federal and local elections, including 2022 House of Representatives election, will also be held. So all 435 seats in the House. The winners of the election will serve beginning the 118th U.S. Senate Congress in 2023, January. So Georgia and South Carolina, they have Senate races up in the same year. As it is now, the U.S. Senate seats, Democrats' seats up are 14 compared to the Republicans' 41. And Mitch McConnell, Republicans, just need one seat to get that majority in 51. So hopefully, good sense prevails, and Democrats win most of those seats.
Well, I think with the Roe versus Wade, you know, the pro-life issue we have right now, you know, because of the Supreme Court, and I also think the pact that went on with the veterans for the burn pit that they rejected, needed medical care money for that. I think those are two things that people are not going to forget. I truly do believe that. So I hope that they keep on digging holes for themselves and bury themselves is what I'm hoping for. You know, to watch Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley fist bump is a disgrace, to say the least.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
There are no words for it, to be honest.
The number to call, ladies and gentlemen, 515-605-9802. And this is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. And in Arizona, Mark Kelly is the incumbent in 2020 special election. won with 51% of the vote, and Arizona, as you know, is a toss-up state. It leans Democrat, was a toss-up. John McCain had a seat. Arkansas, John Boozman, that's a Republican seat. California, Alex Padilla, who took over from Kamala Harris when she was elected Vice President of the United States. He's going to serve out her term. He was appointed in 2021 by Gavin Newsom, the governor. Let's just go through the list. Richard Sherbert is retiring. Alaska, Lisa Murkowski is up for re-election. Like the Republican state of Alaska, we'll go back to Lisa Murkowski. Arkansas, John Boozman. California, Alex Padilla. Colorado, Michael Bennett. It's likely that Michael Bennett will win re-election. In Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal won 63% of the vote last time. He's a Democrat, has a safe Democratic seat, according to these polls. Marco Rubio is up for re-election. He won with 52% of the vote. And Democrat Val Denning is running against him. She's the Democrat running against him. She raised more money in the last quarter, you know, than Marco Rubio. So it's more Republicans and Florida. But the Florida race, do you think that Marco Rubio will be upset? Val Denning can pull it off, you think?
Yeah, I think Rubio's in trouble. I do. You know, Florida is the crazy state in my eyes. They've been, you know, run by Republicans into the ground for 20 years now or more. You know, Marco Rubio hardly ever shows up for anything. So I'm hoping that common sense will prevail in Florida. These people have to start thinking, you know, for themselves instead of the party. They got to start thinking about their own lives and what's better for themselves. And it sure is not a Republican.
So moving on with this list now, Georgia, Raphael Warnock, incumbent senator from Georgia, won with 51% of the vote in 2021 special runoff election. According to all the polls, leans a little bit Democratic, but it's a toss-up because it's a traditional Republican state. And Herschel Walker, to me, don't stand a chance against Raphael Warnock, because on three different occasions, Warnock and his staff offered the Republican challenger, you know, say, hey, let's debate. And he's uncommitted to voting Raphael Warnock. I don't think he stands a chance against Warnock. Even if they don't have a debate, Warnock will just, you know, wipe his face with the floor with him. No way.
He can't, you know, Herschel Walker cannot speak coherently, you know, that's for sure.
He can't make He's a liar and a fraud, and he can't make a full sentence. He's worse than Trump.
Yeah, and he beat his wife, too, many times.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. In Illinois, Tommy Duckworth, who took over from Barack Obama's seat, is a solid and safe Democratic seat in Illinois. So Illinois should go back to the Democrats. Chuck Grassley, so he's running for the last time. And he's from Iowa. And it's a solid to safe Republican seat in Iowa. But who knows? Maybe with all this burn pit where Republicans voting against, you know, the VA bill, it will backfire Chuck Grassley and he led the way in, you know, telling Republicans to vote against the VA bill. So we'll see how that plays out. Rand Paul is up for re-election in Kentucky. John Kennedy, the Republican in Louisiana, and those seats are solid Republican. Chris Van Hollen is a Democrat in Maryland. He's running for the U.S. Senate. Solid and safe Democratic seat. So Maggie Hassan, who has never lost a Republican, in New Hampshire, some predicting is a toss-up, and some people, pundits, saying it means Democratic, and Maggie Hassan is very popular in New Hampshire. Chuck Schumer should fly through you know, on a breeze because New York is Democrat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Richard Burr, a Trump Republican, is retiring, and he's in North Carolina. Who else? Rob Portman in Ohio is retiring. And that guy who is a Republican nominee, his name is J.D. Hayworth. He's one crazy son of a bitch. Did you hear what he said? That if a woman is in a marriage and she's getting beaten, stay in the marriage for the sake of the children.
J.D.
Vance, that's his name. J.D. Vance. How crazy is that, really?
Very crazy.
So I hope the I hope the Democrats who's challenging him. I hope the Democrats who are challenging him will, you know, whoop his ass with that.
I hope so too.
Pat Toomey is retiring, and he's a Republican. He's another Trump Republican. And Dr. Mehmet Oz is a Republican candidate to fill the seat. And he's losing pretty badly in all polls. As what's the name of the guy? Fetterman, John Fetterman, is leading him by 10 to 12 points, according to polls. You know, so I think hopefully Fetterman could win that seat in a breeze. You know, Mehmet Oz is another Trump Republican. This says a toss-up race. Well, no seats are a toss-up. Mehmet Oz cannot win. I don't think he can win in Pennsylvania. Which other races? Patty Murray is in Washington State. She's solidly Democratic, actually, in Washington State. Ron Johnson Trump is in Wisconsin. It's a toss-up race. It may be Republican, but it's a toss-up race because the Democrats who's challenging Ron Johnson have raised more money than Ron Johnson. I think Marcus Flowers is the name of the Democrat running against Ron Johnson in Wisconsin. Yeah. But anyway, enough of that. I don't bore the people with that. We'll have a call coming in, and let's get this call. Hello, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
Excellent.
Very good. How are you?
Calling from Georgia, Atlanta.
What'd you say?
Are you calling from Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh man, I didn't know you recognized.
Yes, the voice. The voice. Nas, I'm trying to remember your name.
That is correct, sir. Thank you.
Yes, man. So let's talk about Raphael Warnock. Yeah, let's talk about Raphael Warnock versus Herschel Walker versus Raphael Warnock. Herschel Walker is crazy. I don't think he stands a chance against Raphael Warnock. You live in Atlanta, Georgia. What's your take?
No, I think Warnock is safe. I think he's going to be fine. The only real issue is you don't want people to start to get too overconfident and to think it's in the bag and then they don't show up. But besides that, I think, yeah, it works. See, here's the thing when you run a meme candidate or a trigger the libs candidate, people aren't actually emotionally invested in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get your little laughs and giggles on Facebook, but when it comes to those people taking time out of their day to go vote for that guy, who they know is cognitively a little bit in decline, like something happened to Herschel over the years playing football. He's in, and he's not, you know, really able or qualified to govern. It's really hard to roll people out and get them to support that. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think Warnock is, is going to safely carry.
Yes. How about the gubernatorial race between Stacey Abrams and Kemp?
Yeah, that one will be a little tighter because, again, remember Atlanta, you get that real big blue dot and then everything outside of there, we're talking about rural Georgia, you know, like good old boys out there. And if anybody is familiar with Brian Kemp's gubernatorial ad when he first ran, you get an idea about what kind of people who actually support him. Go get the ad
I know.
Where he's talking about he's going to round up some illegals and, you know, mm-hmm. cocking his shotgun and, you know,
mm-hmm.
racist
yeah.
cosplay.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that one's a little more, you know, that one's a little more risky. But, again, if Stacey mm-hmm. doesn't have a good ground game, nobody does. Like, she's really good at this. She's campaigned for years. You know, this video of her
I know.
As a 16-year-old
she
going
deserves.
To D.C. being involved
yeah,
in politics.
She deserves to win. She definitely deserves mm-hmm. to win, that's for sure. She would mm-hmm. make a good governor in your state.
Yep. It would help.
Absolutely.
And she put the work in to make it happen. So we'll see. Like, she's going to give it everything she can. And I think a lot of people support her. Now, you guys, the second question, that was why I called in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is Trumpism dying question.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think the answer is an affirmative no. I don't think Trumpism was ever about Trump. I think we're talking about a fascist movement kind of
mm-hmm.
fostered by Steve Bannon and some of these other people to where Trump
yeah.
is just an avatar for it. And the moment he's
mm-hmm.
gone, they'll transfer all of those things over to DeSantis and, you know, act accordingly. So I don't see him
mm-hmm.
as the forefront of that movement. I just see, like, think about it. We got like 40 years of people who were invested into Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Fox
mm-hmm.
News nonsense, and they've kind of created
mm-hmm.
their own reality. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
with social media and the internet, when that came online, and those people had the way to find a community, then all of a sudden, all of the back-ish stuff that they believed, you know, became more
mm-hmm.
accessible because they found other people who believed in the same way. So, no,
mm-hmm.
this is a problem that America is just going to have to deal with for the next 50 to 100 years. This is not something that's going away easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the difficult one.
The thing is
mm-hmm.
that do people really understand what fascism is? You know, that is one thing that I think some people don't understand. When everyone's trying to, you know, people are trying to warn others. I hear politicians, you know, the Democrats, they talk about fascism, but they really don't break down what fascism is. I don't think some people really understand what fascism is. You know, it's a movement, you know, that there's going to be one leader and you do what that leader says. And like China or Russia, you know, other communist countries,
mm-hmm.
I hope people understand what fascism is. And the other thing that I wanted to bring up is that people think that Antifa is a bad thing and they don't even realize that Antifa really is anti-fascism. And
mm-hmm.
that is the, you know, and that's the miscommunication that's out there.
Well the
mm-hmm.
right has done a good job of deciding that certain things should be devoid of meaning. So we're in a post, like we always talk about post-truth and, you know, whatever. How about post-ideology movement where you decide anything somebody says you don't agree with, therefore they're a Marxist. So we see a lot of that on the right. They call people a Marxist or a socialist immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we're talking
mm-hmm.
about like centrist Democrats, and they're calling them
Marxists
right. and socialists. So you get an idea
mm-hmm.
about, okay, they don't actually know what those two terms mean, but they
no,
know
they
can weaponize them.
Yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? So it's
mm-hmm.
just as effective
yeah.
whether somebody was or not. Go back to the Obama presidency where on coming in, we started to see the
mm-hmm.
smears. Oh, this guy's a Marxist. This guy's a that. Like, look, you can call Barack
mm-hmm.
Obama a lot of things. But a socialist or a Marxist, he is
yeah,
far
which is,
from
that
any
was
of
ridiculous.
Those.
Well, the thing is
mm-hmm.
also,
he is very friendly to business.
You know, the thing is also is that, you know, in our country, we do have a little bit of socialism here. You know, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, that's all a little bit of socialism. You know, fixing our roads, you know, with our tax dollars, and then they're being allocated and spent. That's socialism. I don't think people even understand that. And it's not always a bad thing.
No, because the majority of the world, especially the majority of the world where you would want to live, they all have mixed economies. You have some principles of capitalism
right.
and principles of socialism. And you
right.
the best work is to do what? Is to say, okay, what
yeah.
things should government be responsible for? What things should private industry be responsible for? As a country,
mm-hmm.
I think we should have some leanings, especially when it comes to things like health care, where we say, you know what? the state would better serve us than private industry. Or we look at things
absolutely.
Like commodities, where we say our industry, the things we pull from our soil, our water, and everything else. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe these should be government interventions as opposed to private interventions.
Yeah.
Like, there's a million ways to have those conversations, but we can't even get there because we're at the point of, like she brought up, where somebody's, oh, you're a socialist. And then that therefore, anything you say, I don't have to listen to. I've X'd you out of the conversation. You can't provide anything meaningful to the topic. So, you know, that's the difficulty. I don't know how we get beyond this.
You know, and the thing is, look at what happened in Flint, Michigan. I mean, that was from the auto industry polluting the water. I mean, that within itself should tell people and make them understand what happened. That was industry that did that, private industry. You know, and these people are still suffering in Flint, Michigan. I still keep in contact with some people there. They are still suffering. You know, they're still going through their lawsuits. You know, the lawyers are taking most of the money, you know, just like usual. You know what I'm trying to say? So, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, using your tax dollar, you know, to make life better. There's nothing wrong with that. If the right people are allocating the money and are honest about it, that's the problem.
Agreed.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, in this new world where technology is moving faster and faster, do you really want to be the country that is less inviting to immigrants? Do you really want to be the country who has decided that your most valuable resource, which is humans, you're not going to invest in through education, nutrition, and all the other things that you need for, you know, people to have a happy life? Like, if you choose not to do that, I don't know if betting on you long term is the solution, because China's got that solved. India has that solved. So we can keep playing these games if we want to, but we're not going to like
that. It's crazy. You know, and the thing is that Antifa, you know, which is stands for anti-fascism, it doesn't even have a leader. So they make Antifa sound like it's this group of people. It doesn't even have a leader. It's just a movement. That's all it is. And it's a loose collection of groups of people, you know, all around the country. And that's all it is. And individuals. I mean, I don't know if you noticed when the January 6th and the Capitol riot, some of those Proud Boys had Antifa shirts on. That was sick.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I
that was the funny part. So the January 6th, initially, we get the right wing come up with a vast conspiracy that BLM and Antifa actually did it. That wasn't Trump supporters.
Right.
And instead of people dismissing it as nonsense, they actually treated it with the both sides mentality most of our media has. And then before you know it, you've muddied the waters, and now people are unsure about who did what. And to your point about Antifa, look, the city that Antifa members actually exist in, and again, this is young people who decided that this is a position they're willing to take. When they see what they call fascism on the march, Proud Boys or something in their city at a demonstration, they will show up to confront them. That is their position.
Yes, they do.
Now, can Antifa field a football team in most of these cities? Probably not. We're not talking about a lot of people. But the right has turned them into this paramilitary organization who's attacking them. And there was, I think it was 2 years ago, there was a post on Facebook that said Antifa was coming to a certain city and they were going to do X, Y, and Z. And all of these right-wingers went out and waited for Antifa all day, not realizing that some teenager had just made a fool of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody showed up because it wasn't a real event.
No, it's hysterical. And, you know, and that is the problem that we have, is that things are not explained properly. You know, and people just listen to, we've said this before, right, David? Sound bites.
Yeah.
They listen to sound bites, you know, and they listen to just a little bit of something. And that, whatever they catch on to or grab onto, is what they hold on to. And it's not always the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's rarely the truth, actually. You know. Well, thank you so much for your call. It's always insightful and, you know, always good hearing from you in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good one and keep fighting the fight like y'all doing, man. Y'all doing good work.
Thank you
and
so
it is
much.
Appreciate it. All right,
thank you, man.
You. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Yeah, that was Nez. That was Nez in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, giving us a little bit of racist when you get on there. You know, Atlanta is an interesting place. I have cousins living there, 30 miles outside of Atlanta. One day to visit. And it's a beautiful city, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Black Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I was just saying, you know, it's not really Donald Trump. He's just a figurehead, basically.
Yes, he
is. But the American brand of fascism has come. And the fringe right wing from Barry Goldwater days, those policies still know, is like the hardened, you know, with evangelicals coming into the picture now, and they want to, you know, bring religion into politics. And, you know, if you want religion in politics, go live in Iran. You know, good that was the ultimate line. It's rubbish.
You know, and the other thing too, David, is it isn't just that they want to bring religion. And I mean, they want to control women's bodies. They want, you know, to get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. You know, they want all of it. And, you know, that's just the scary part about it all, is that people don't understand that. I mean, I don't know how else to explain except that if you're in a fascist movement, you're going towards hell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your life will become hell. You will have no rights for anything, you know.
Exactly.
You think wearing a mask, try to live in a fascist country and see if that's a big deal or not.
Exactly, exactly. Yes.
40-plus years.
Mm-hmm. You know, and look on Social Security. People work, you know, for years for Social Security, and it's said
your whole
your whole life, and it's supposed to be broke by 2029 or something like that. Why? You know, they should stop stealing the money in Social Security. People work hard and put up money through the taxes that they pay. Why is Social Security going to be broke in 2029? And it's all ridiculous. Susie calling in from Michigan. Hello, Susie. Welcome.
Good evening.
Hi, Susie.
Your topic is one that bugs the heck out of me all the time. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have visions of the Nazi Germany and Mussolini in Italy that my parents grew up through. And the Christian nationalists and the Federalist Society, their only goal is to take over the government. The Federalist Society is the ones that put those judges on the Supreme Court, and they're trying to change all the judges throughout the country to take over power. And they just had somebody on TV today, I forget what it was, about running for governor in Michigan, that preacher.
No.
Because he thinks God should be at the middle of the government and all that stuff. And,
really?
I'm glad I didn't hear that. That
would
have brought my
blood
pressure up.
The same people that say you have a Second Amendment right because you can have a machine gun, even though the founding fathers only had muzzle loaders and they had, you know, to fight the British. Put that in the Constitution, and they put separation of church and state. So now they're saying, oh, no, we have to have it all Christian. So they're going against the Constitution. So they talk out both sides of their mouth, right?
Yes, they do. Of course they do. Of course they do. That's how
I don't know. I never thought our country would turn into this. It's scaring the crap out of me.
But check this out. But check this out. What's her name? Mrs. Trump. The first Mrs. Trump died out there. She was buried on the Trump grounds. And, you know, I mean, that's grifting right there, you know, to bury somebody on a golf club. I don't get that.
That's pretty disgusting. Isn't that disgusting?
What was he trying to do? Save money on something?
I don't know what he was trying to do.
Okay. I hear that New Jersey allow cemeteries to be tax free, so that was one reason.
Oh.
You know, he'd do anything to like. Oh, yeah, I get it now.
That's right.
Children allow that.
He can write it off on his freaking taxes that he doesn't pay anyways.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, how bottom of the barrel can you go? You know, just when you think Donald Trump or any Republican can go stoop any lower, this comes up. I mean, you know, there's always a sub-basement. Ridiculous, these people, you know?
Yeah.
Sickening people.
And also, you know, the more they're digging into the whole Trump thing, the Secret Service all of a sudden lost all their texts and phone messages, and the Inspector General that Trump appointed, you know, told everybody, don't worry about it, we're just going to erase it. Things that have to be, by law, saved in our archives, you know, it's not happening. Nope. They manipulated everything. I mean...
Mm-hmm.
They broke so many laws. I don't think people even have an idea of how many things they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had they were showing on TV Stone and who's that other weird guy that molests young girls? They were caught him on tape talking about getting pardoned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By Trump. So it's okay if we do this and that and the other thing that is not legal because he's going to pardon us. And
that's
they got it on hot mic.
You know, going back to the Secret Service, today the Department of Homeland Security have abandoned efforts to recover missing text messages from across its various agencies deleted in the wake of January 6th and minimized its criticism of those that failed to produce them, according to emails released by the lawmakers. The evidence released Monday by the House Committee on Oversight and Homeland Security was accompanied by a renewed call General Joseph Kufari to step aside from his investigations into how DHS agencies responded to the January 6th attack. These documents raise troubling new concerns that your office not only failed to notify Congress for more than a year that critical evidence in this investigation was missing, but your senior staff deliberately chose not to pursue that evidence and then appear to have taken steps to cover up these failures, the committee wrote in a letter to the Karafi. I mean, this is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you wrote that down. I read it. That's the one I was talking about. Exactly.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
How can they get away with this? It's breaking all kinds of laws, our federal laws. They're supposed to not throw anything away, like Trump took all the papers out of the, you know, the White House and took them down to Florida and all that, and they had to go get them. And, you know, he's notorious for not writing anything down. He puts it on sticky notes, and then they shred it. So, you know, like the mafia, they got no trail.
Yep.
Right. But yes, the Republicans that Rand Paul, who won re-election, said, oh, but her emails. I mean, what the hell, man?
Oh, God.
It should have been through how many sit-downs in front of the committees. And for 11, 12 hours straight.
Yes, and how many years did they talk about her emails? They still talk about her emails, okay?
Still talk about her emails.
You know,
exactly.
And they don't give anything to her
for that bombing of our embassy in Iran, like it was her fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're
Libya.
Not.
It's
yeah, because she warned them that, you know, this is what's happening. Can you send more security forces? And out of spite, the Republicans were in power, so no. And when that happened, you know, they blame her, saying that, oh, you know, you see, you get, you know, all people killed, ambassador killed, you know. And I mean, is that? And then we explain this to people, you know, that want to watch Fox News and right-wing, listen to right-wing radio stations and don't really get different information from different places, you know, and the willfully ignorant. You know,
they don't have the internet. I mean, that's really ruined everything, I think. Back in the day when I grew up, there was ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS, and that was it. You didn't have internet with all this crazy crap on it. And people believe, reminds me of my old grandma, if it's on TV, it's got to be real. They think if it's on the internet, oh, it's got to be real. It's scary.
I know. What do you ladies think about GOP Congressman Jim Jordan? He was saying that it's wrong for Senate Republicans to work with Democrats on bills endorsed by President Biden. Keep in mind that Jim Jordan, all his years in Congress, he has never put place forward or co-sponsored a bill. He's just there to block and lie and work on behalf of Trump and Russia. What do you think? What's your theory?
Absolutely right,
David. You nailed it. You nailed it, David. Exactly. That's all he's worth. He's just an obstructionist with a big mouth, and his voice carries far. And that's it. That's all he is. There's nothing else to him.
I remember he was a wrestling coach. I knew what was these high school kids were going through, where whoever the coach was raping these little boys, and he helped cover it up. A man like that should not be in Congress.
Hell no.
He should be in prison. He should be Bubba's boyfriend in prison.
You better believe it.
What upsets me that the only reason people like him are in Congress is because they are bought and paid for by big business. And that's all the fault of the Supreme Court when they overturned the law that said corporations can only give so much. I remember when we were in business, it was $2,400, no more, a year per politician. And now they give millions and millions. And in order to run for office, you have to have millions in your coffers or you don't have a chance. That's wrong.
Added to which, the German and the shit out of these districts, well, the state level, federal level, you know. And so, I mean, you know, even with big money, the state is so gerrymandered that, you know, even if the Democrats outsource in terms of raising funds, you still win because of a Republican district. You know, it's sickening. It's disheartening.
It is. So, the only good thing, that Michigan just rearranged the gerrymandering and it's more fair. I don't know if it's perfect, but it's a lot better than it was.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
I mean,
we shall see, huh?
Yeah, really.
Oh, did you guys hear this, that Mitch McConnell said that he would resign if he doesn't become the Senate Majority Leader in November?
Oh, let's hope so.
Poor Mitch. Huh? Yeah.
Couldn't happen to a better person.
You better believe it.
Right.
Let's hope. We can only hope.
Oh, there's so many in Congress right now that got to go. They're useless. They're interfering in everything. I mean, like the poor veterans. I mean, you don't want to support paying for medical bills for the burn pits. You got to be kidding me.
I know. And then
how disgraceful.
On top of it all. Cool. I can't get over that. I was not able to. I still can't get over how two human beings that supposedly have hearts or souls and fist bump each other when they're sending somebody to maybe sentence them to death because they don't have money to take care of themselves. That's horrible.
I know. That's crazy.
There's this video. I'm trying to find this video, but I can't find it, unfortunately. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she was honored and she dropped hints about being Donald Trump's running mate in 2024.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh,
it's
my God. Cute.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah,
she's definitely a...
Bobert isn't any better. who? That other gal, Boebert, or whatever her name is.
Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
another
bad.
Psycho. Mm-hmm.
How
did
they get
note,
elected? How
I don't
did
know.
They
Germana,
get elected?
Germana districts. Germana districts.
Yeah. Yeah,
and plus, it was not only gerrymandered her district, but she had no opponents at the time. So,
she didn't. You're right about
she
that.
Just walked into
yeah.
that seat. She walked into that seat.
Yep. She just walked in and got the job. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How
nice. Oh, they got to get her out of there. They can't reelect that thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope.
Well, who's worse, Boebert or Green? Which one
Green.
Is worse, you think?
Green.
I think Green. She acts more crazy.
Green's
she's
got the
out
bigger
there
mouth,
more.
I think mm-hmm. yeah, she's out there more. She's bolder. She's, she's an antagonizer. She's evil. She's very evil.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. She's
mm-hmm.
very evil.
Mm-hmm.
Very evil. So
mm-hmm.
I would say, Green. And then Boebert, and then Holly, and then who else? We can make a list as
so
long as our arms.
So much of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm just worried that all of them, they're the ones that are behind these fascists. And that's
mm-hmm.
what they are, those Christian nationals. No, they're fascists, and they want to take over the country and in the name of Christian,
mm-hmm.
which is
mm-hmm.
nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like I said, I have visions of World War II. It's just scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, but at least they get rid of Manson Cawthorn, He's one of the crazies who needed to go. They need to do that, the same thing to Marjorie Taylor Greene,
Yeah, let's hope.
She's Manson Cawthorn with a vagina, Assuming she has a vagina. I don't know. Yeah, well, she had four kids. So yeah.
Did you hear about President Biden's announcement tonight?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
remember when
assassination of that Al-Qaeda guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
it.
Remember
I didn't hear a lot of details, but nobody else was hurt, and he's the one that took over for Bin Laden when he went, so
mm-hmm.
they got rid
right.
of him.
Yes, and, okay. going back, President Biden was criticized. Remember when we pulled out of Afghanistan and, they
mm-hmm.
were going all crazy because, now we're not going to be safe and et cetera, et cetera. Well, President Biden did promise, to find, the second in command, which his name was, he was a top Al-Qaeda leader. His name is, I don't know if I can say it correctly, though. I'm Ayman al-Dashiri, I think. And it was in a drone airstrike. And so President Biden announced that this evening that he's gone, and he kept his promise that this would happen. So I commend him for that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had no choice
Absolutely.
But to pull out of there. It was long past due.
Yes, it was.
The other
it was
idiot
long past
should have
due.
Done it, but he didn't do anything.
No, absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and like he called, didn't he call the dead people? The dead soldiers in France, they were suckers because they went to war.
Suckers
and
losers.
Yeah. You sure did.
I mean, what kind of person is that? And he's supposed to head our country and be commander-in-chief, and then you call your soldiers suckers?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And then you got
yeah.
the Congress that said they're not going to pay for the poor guys that inhaled all those burn pits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what mm-hmm. the hope is, like I was saying earlier. I think that all this is like digging a ditch for them. I don't think people will forget. I hope the veterans don't forget. I hope that women do not forget, when they go to the polls, because, their rights are being infringed right now.
Yep.
That's my hope. That's my hope. And that's a
I
large
hope
group
so
of
too.
People.
I'm working the polls tomorrow. I hope it's.
Oh, I do too. I sent in our ballot, so our ballots are there, and you know, so
I know
today. Tomorrow's going to be nerve wracking. Is your David? Our primary is tomorrow. Is yours? When's yours?
I already had it in June. Our primary.
Oh, you did. Oh, you did? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
all right.
Speaking of primaries, we had Augustine Montoya. He is running for House District 22 in New Mexico. He's
mm-hmm.
22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's Mexican-American.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good candidate. And it's the second highest listened to show since rebooted. So we want people to look up Augustine Montoya. He's running for House District 22 in New Mexico. Yeah, give him all the money he can get because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Impeccable character.
Yep.
And, you know, he knows the issues.
And
he'll fight for people.
And he's a Gen Z. And he's a Gen Z. Don't forget that part.
And he's a Gen
My
Z.
Favorite.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's
doing some fundraising
on everything.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, his plan. He has a good plan. Go to his website.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen out there, type it into Google, Augustine Montoya, and, you know, his information will come up. I think he's on @blue
mm-hmm.
as well. Give all the money you
mm-hmm.
can to Augustine Montoya.
Yep.
District 22 in House District in New Mexico. He's a really
mm-hmm.
good guy. Yes,
nice young man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you hear
yes.
that one of the Capitol rioters today got sentenced for
yes.
7 years?
Yes, 5 years.
Seven,
5 years.
Yeah. No, seven.
Mm-hmm.
7 years.
7 years.
Seven
was it
years.
The African-American
he
guy
trying,
who yeah. Which one was
his
it?
His own
because,
child,
I mean, I was reading
a 19-year-old son, turned him in.
Mm-hmm.
And the father threatened to kill his kids if they said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nice
guy. He was a Donald Trump fan from Texas who tried to storm the U.S. Capitol while armed with a gun, was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison on Monday after a judge denied the Justice Department's request for terrorism enhancement that would have resulted in a lengthier prison sentence. His name was Guy Raffitt. He was a January 6th defendant to go to trial. Raffitt's own son actually tipped off the FBI a couple of weeks before January 6th, but didn't hear back until after the attack. The government had an enormous amount of evidence against Raffitt, including his friend's testimony that Raffitt was carrying zip ties and that the duo had made a decision to carry guns because they'd rather be tried by a jury of 12 than carried by, think about that. So he was convicted on 5 counts in March, including transport of a firearm in support of civil disorder and obstruction of an official proceeding. Also, he did not make it inside the Capitol or use physical violence because he was eventually incapacitated after charging the police line. So, Oh, well.
And he said wanted to drag Pelosi out by her feet and have her head bang on every step.
Wow.
Did he really? I didn't see the article.
Yeah, I heard that
this
morning on CNN or something.
Wow. Well, you know, he deserves 7 years then, plus.
Good.
He deserves 7 years plus.
Yes.
That's good. And, you know, he can cry his crocodile tears. I could care less.
I feel sorry for his kids.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But you know what? His son had, he did something right because his son did something right. I don't know what happened to him, but his son did something right. He had at least a conscience. You know, Mm-hmm. We have
for
to
sure.
give him that.
He was brave
yeah.
because his father threatened to kill him and his
oh,
sibling.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
The poor kid.
I want to give a shout out to this other candidate. She's running in House District 63 in Texas. Her name is H. Denise Wooten. She's a psychologist mm-hmm. for the past 30 years. She's a professor at NCTC. She's a strong Democrat running in Texas. She attended Baylor University and got her degree in psychology. Look her up, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. Her website is secure.atblue.com/donate/H. Denise Wooten. You know,
mm-hmm.
or go to our website,
okay.
Wooten for Texas.com, Wooten for Texas, WootenForTexas.com. Yes. We'll hope to have on our show on one of these days. Denise Wooten, H. Denise
yeah.
Wooten,
yep.
for House District 603 in Texas. You know, we're trying to have all, you know, some good candidates.
I hope and pray Texas turns blue.
Mm-hmm.
In Arizona.
And Arizona.
Oh, my God, they're a mess.
If Texas, Georgia, and Arizona turn blue, that is party time.
Oh, yeah, Michigan, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
well,
Trump
Michigan's
will have a stroke.
Stay blue.
Yeah.
Huh?
Trump will have a stroke if Arizona and Georgia and where else it said turn blue and Texas, you know.
That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good. But then again, I wouldn't want him to have a stroke and die and escape justice. I want to see him suffer in prison.
Yeah.
Suffer in prison.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the DOJ? I mean, do you think he's going to hold Trump accountable?
Yeah.
You know, remember Mueller, how we were built up and our hopes were high. Excuse me. Our hopes were high. Remember when Mueller, we were you know, thinking he was going to have this big old, you know, explosion of information, and it turned into a fizzle out nothing.
Well, that's because the Attorney General squashed it. You know, that guy. What's
saying,
his name? I forget. Yeah, he squashed it. But the DOJ has all that information, all that investigation, plus what they're doing now. They can't tell you what they're going after, but they're busy. They've been busy quite a long time. And if they don't get them, New York's going to get them for tax evasion. You know, they couldn't what's his name? Italian gangster, but they got him for taxes, right? Not for murder.
You better believe it.
Capone. That's how they got him.
You're right.
So he's in a rock and a hard place right now. And they're talking how more and more Republicans are turning their back on him because they know he's crazy and they don't want to go down with him.
Yeah. My take on this whole thing with Attorney General, he's hinting towards, we're in election year, so if he goes after him, that it may look partisan. But, you know, I feel slowly but surely he's dotting every I and crossing every T and going after Trump for what he did. Because there's several things you could be charged for, you know, trying to bribe people who come in to testify on a January 6th committee. I mean, the whole course of things, tax evasion, witness tampering, whatever, you know. So he has a lot of things.
Witness tampering for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He did make the phone calls, and they do have, you know. So, yeah,
and trying to overturn
that.
The election. That's the big thing.
He's in Wisconsin recently. A couple weeks back in Wisconsin, he called the Secretary of State of that state, asking him or telling him, demanding that, you know, roll back the certification of the presidential election in favor of Joe Biden, which is nonsense. That's so, I don't know what word. That's just insane. That's insane. You know, he's crazy. Trump is crazy. You know, I'd love to see him in an orange jumpsuit. The
with a big bubba. In his cell.
Yeah, don't drop
can't
a stroke
be a
now,
big solitary confinement either.
Yeah, they did.
And it can't be one of those executive prisons, you know, that are like a spa.
No.
No, he's got to do hard time.
Hard time federal prison. You know, the Harvard Katz Harris poll was done a couple weeks ago, right after the last hearing, and it showed that 53% of voters agreed Trump should face a criminal indictment for January 6th. But 54, this is crazy, but 54% of the voters also said he should be allowed to run for president again. So what the hell does that mean? How can that be? How can you run for president?
How can you run for president if you've been impeached twice? And
impeached
then try to
twice.
Turn over
what
the
about,
election on top
what
of
about,
that?
And what about the criminal indictment? I mean,
oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
What kind of poll is that? That's
it doesn't make any sense.
That poll I'm throwing in the garbage.
Well,
that's
they must have just asked the Trumpers. That's why.
Yeah, I'm throwing that
other
poll
people.
In the garbage. What do you think, David? Can we throw that poll in the garbage?
Yeah, pretty much. It depends on who did the poll and depends on how they asked the question and what questions and what the sample survey of people and where, you know.
Well, it's called the Harvard Harris poll, which I'm not familiar with, but that's the name of the poll. And thehill.com published it. How can you
And the Hill
say
is right-leaning. The Hill is right-leaning, so
that's
the Hill is right-leaning.
I thought the same. Yes, I thought that, David. I think you're right. I think they are. I mean, the things that I read, I kind of think, you know?
Yeah, it was a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if they asked all the mega people, that's, of course, what they're going to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah, according to them, he's still the president. And then so when you ask them, so the gas prices, so, oh, no, it's not his fault, it's Biden's fault. So, okay, but you just told me that Trump is still president. So, you know, why do you think Joe Biden and that's everything have anything to do with raising of gas prices? You know, and the car answer them, just like, they're stupid. They're ignorant and stupid.
The other thing is, I mean, the other thing is, as well, is we know that no president can dictate prices because we are a democracy here and we are a capitalist country. So they cannot dictate prices. They can ask them nicely, I guess, down a little bit to help the American people in general, which it has come down a dollar. It has come down a dollar.
And you know why that happened is because Biden said, recommended that they tax the gas companies, excise tax on all those huge profits they're making so he could give it back to the people. And then what do you know, the next week the gas went down. They're still making billions more than they ever did.
Absolutely. You better believe it. There's
all right,
a couple
of
things. Oh, go ahead, David.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there's a couple things, updates on abortion, the issue here that we have, the issues that we have in near total abortion ban in Indiana. Passes the GOP-controlled Senate and heads to the House. This is so distressful. I find this so appalling because who do they think they are to tell anyone what they can do with their bodies or what they can't do with their bodies? I mean, get over this. It's very insulting and infuriating to me. And, you know.
It is so wrong. And you know that all those politicians, if their daughter was raped or their wife was raped, they would send them to another state to get an abortion, or Canada or Mexico or whatever, because they can afford to do that. The ones that suffer are the poor people. And now the poor doctors don't know what to do. They can't, when a woman's already started a miscarriage and she needs to have abortion the other way, you know, to get rid of the dead baby already, because she's going to have horrible infections and could die. The doctors are afraid to do anything.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
A 10-year-old having a baby? Are you kidding me?
I know.
It's all wrong. I don't understand. This should not be.
And on several occasions in the past.
Pardon?
On several occasions in the past, Republican lawmakers, well, on a federal state level, get their mistresses pregnant, and they're the first ones to have an abortion. You know, it come up time and time again, where that's what
there's
these families
no doubt
are
about.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, we know that. I mean,
the hypocrite from bullshit.
That's a given.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It really is. I don't understand. You know, what does it matter? I mean, I just don't get it. I mean,
how can any woman, I don't care if she's a Republican, be against this? Because you never know, it's going to come back to bite you, you know?
Yeah.
Your daughter, your granddaughter.
Well, absolutely. It's so sad. It's just, it's so appalling. It's restricting. It's scary. It's putting strains on families. You know, there's so many women that have problem pregnancies. They do. Things happen in the womb. Things happen. I mean,
ectopic pregnancies, you know, and a lot of people that, you know, have in vitro and then it doesn't work. All these people are in jeopardy because of this.
Yeah.
It has to be. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
And now they said, that's not good enough. Now they're going to restrict contraception. So now they're going to make you get pregnant or you never have sex again. Is that it? That's really going to happen.
I know. Absolutely.
They're living back in the 1940s and 50s where they shame people for having sex. Whether gay sex or straight sex or bisexual sex, whatever. And they're the same ones who do the same thing, especially evangelicals, born again, you know, whatever, though. Yes, gay sex is sodomy, da da da. And yet still, that toe tapping in the bathrooms, or, you know, all the sort of things. The things that vote against, the things that fight out and scream publicly about, they're themselves doing it. So, you know, and people still vote Republican, you know. You know, so it's all ridiculous.
No day after, and then what else were they after? Anything that isn't
Plan
a man
B.
and a woman will be illegal. Just
Plan
shut.
B.
Plan B. You can't do that.
Well.
They want to make that illegal too.
This one. So a Republican senator supports this bill to end child support. So the woman is not pressured to have an abortion. You know, I don't know which Republican senator did that, but. You know, I mean, why can't you check for it? You know?
I heard about that.
If you're man enough to sleep with a woman, you know, the man enough to pay a child support.
Appalling. Yeah, that's appalling.
Yeah.
That's appalling. I can't even, there's no words for it.
Oh, my God.
Well, today also, in Michigan today, the court blocked enforcement of the 1931 abortion ban by county prosecutors.
A Michigan judge, so that's not going to be a permanent thing. It's only temporary until they can fix it, but that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, in the meantime, people will be, women will be, you know, have problems.
I know.
You know.
It's good. I don't know. It's like 6 months or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. A Michigan judge on Monday blocked local prosecutors from enforcing a 1931 abortion ban just hours after an appeals court ruled that they could do so. State Attorney General Dana Nessel said the temporary restraining order by Oakland County Judge Jacob Cunningham halts action under a ruling by appeals court earlier Monday that opened the door to such prosecution, Nessel said. This temporary restraining order ensures prosecutors cannot target women or providers in the short term, Nessel said in a press release. Women should feel comfortable to move forward with their planned medical procedures, and providers in these counties should feel confident to practice medicine free from the threat of prosecution. I mean, what kind of a world are we living in?
I don't know. It's nuts.
They're still harassing
the doctor. The doctor in Indiana who had that 10-year-old child, they're still harassing her. They want to put her in jail. What kind of bullshit is that, really? We have a clip here from Dana Nessel, the Attorney General for Michigan, and she did say that abortion is illegal in Michigan for now, and here's a 1 minute, 30-second clip.
Okay, great.
31 law is unenforceable as of this moment. Now that, of course, is subject to a higher court's review, and in the event that the Court of Appeals or later the Michigan Supreme Court were to overturn that, then the 1931 law would spring back into effect. But as of right now, it is unenforceable. So everything remains the same as it was yesterday at this time, but just for now. The preliminary injunction remains in place. That means in all 83 counties, abortion remains legal as of right now. Doctors, patients can go about their business exactly as they would have prior to this Dobbs ruling being formally issued. Should the Michigan Supreme Court rule in favor of the governor? Absolutely, I believe the court should. And of course, I believe that the court should take the request by the governor for executive message and, you know, move forward as expeditiously as possible. If we've learned anything, it's that the holdings of any court are tenuous in nature, and it's up to the voters to codify these rights into law themselves and not to count on a court to do it for you.
So that was Dana Nessel, Attorney General for the great state of Michigan, saying that the
She's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had laws like that.
Yeah. Should
we?
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, go ahead.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Oh,
have
thank
a good
you for
night,
calling.
Susie.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care.
I was Susan from Michigan. Yes, ma'am. We have 10 minutes left. Maybe we can squeeze in one call. No Jessica tonight. Disappointed. And no Republican. You know, Republican friends say, you know, they're going to get their other Republican Trump-loving friends to call, I guess, you know, the chicken out. Typical Trump is, you know, they can talk and talk, but when they have to come on air to, you know, defend their president, they're nowhere to be found. So, you know, I can't say I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised they didn't show up. Okay, you're saying something, Lori.
Should we just talk a couple minutes? I've been hearing a little more every day about monkeypox. So I guess maybe we should talk a minute about it.
Sure.
We
have 10 minutes.
Okay. What to know about the symptoms, the treatments, and protection. there's more than 22,000 cases now in the around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Health Organization has declared a global health emergency, its highest level warning, and Biden officials are weighing a similar declaration as experts worry that the virus may gain a permanent foothold in the United States and other countries where it is not traditionally found. More than 22,000 cases of monkeypox have been reported in 79 countries this year. Most of those countries that don't typically see the virus. In the United States, more than 4,900 cases were confirmed as of July 29th by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, but it's probably a significant undercount. Normally, the virus is mostly in Central and Western Africa, where it is mm-hmm. an epidemic in some animals that pass it to people.
Mm-hmm.
So is this another worry?
Well, yeah. This is going to be the next big pandemic, and hopefully it will shut things down and people take the right precautions mm-hmm. and the CDC make sure that, you know, have the shit together, unlike in the Trump administration.
I think they do have a vaccine for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just need to mass produce it, I guess. It's probably, they should mm-hmm. probably get in front of it. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it also says what worries the global health experts about this outbreak is that it is spreading person to person, primarily among networks of men who have sex with men. Scientists mm-hmm. are trying to figure out whether recent mutations to the virus are helping it spread in ways they don't yet fully understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know much about it, and I did hear mm-hmm. a couple times today they were talking about it, and I thought I'd kind of just read a little bit about it. It looks like sores on the arms, on your arms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, blisters. Those blisters, you know, on your arms.
Yeah.
Blisters.
And it says, how mm-hmm. contagious is it? Could it turn into a pandemic? Mm-hmm. They don't know right now because they don't know how highly transmissible it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something else. Mm-hmm. Everyone just mm-hmm. be safe. They said, wash your hands all the time. Wash your hands as you touch things when you're out and about. Always wash your hands now. I mean, we've been doing mm-hmm. this for 2 years and plus, but I've always wash mm-hmm. my hands all the time, but now, you know, really, we have to really think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah. And right wing is trying to make it a big deal, saying that, oh, you know, monkeypox is caused by gay mm-hmm. sex. No, that's not the case.
Yeah. No.
Uh-uh.
It's not.
Don't try to cast aspersions on gay people or bisexual people, you know.
They said a child got it today, so
yeah.
I don't know how old the child was, but they did say a child had it today, mm-hmm. so
yeah.
That kind of, you know, says something right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this misinformation about a gay disease. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shut the fuck up,
exactly.
You're not doctors.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. Typical right wing rubbish. Do you say?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so, it was nice in Georgia that Trumpism or whoever took over after Trump, whether it's the scientists or whomever, is going to transfer all this garbage to that candidate behind them. You know, and you know, the fascism is
that's yeah, that's logical thinking. It is because Trump is not that smart. He's just a figurehead, and I guess we've known that for a long time. But
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to be vigilant People mm-hmm. have to vote. Mm-hmm. They can't sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
America's on fire. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thank everybody for listening and sharing on Facebook. Or
yes, absolutely.
Well, thank Naz in Atlanta, Georgia for calling in. We'll thank Susie from McDonald's for calling in.
Yeah,
and we'll
thank
see
you
next
you. Thank
you. This Thursday coming in at around 8:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be on again. So until next mm-hmm. time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
And this is Lori Picka in Michigan. And everyone have a good evening. Be safe and take care. Bye now.
Why are you so long? Thank you.